Hartman Sister, Campground, Middle Brighton, Victoria, Australia, January 28, 1894. Dear Sister, I received your letter and will now answer it. I have been sick for a week and am not at all well yet, but will write you a few lines. I am so sorry that you have been so troubled with the painful sayings and doings of one who claims to believe the present truth. But I am likewise sorry that you do not bear in mind that Jesus, our precious Savior, was tempted and tried in all points like as we are, and that he knoweth how to succor those who are tempted. You have a trustworthy friend who has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13, verse 5. I am indeed sorry that the shepherd of the flock was not consecrated, soul, body, and spirit to the Lord, in order that he might have ministered to the flock and strengthened and built them up in the most holy faith. I am sorry that you have been afflicted in any wise by the course of those who ought to have helped and supported those who were in trial or under temptation. But you should always bear in mind that Jesus knows it all. Please read the first chapter of 1 Peter and contemplate its instruction and then pray to God. Remember, it will not help your present distress to become exasperated and to let the feelings of the natural heart control you. Whatever course others pursue, you must not cherish a spirit of retaliation. You will not have to be a sin-bearer for any soul. Thank the Lord that you are innocent of the great transgression of which you have been accused. Cannot you commit your case wholly to Jesus, the one who died for you? If others have done wrong and have afflicted your soul, will you let go your faith in Jesus and drop his hand that is always stretched out in pitying tenderness to every suffering child? Jesus is the one who has never failed you, the one who has loved you so much that he gave his precious life in order that you might believe in him and trust in him in every trying hour, under every adverse circumstance. He is sufficient for the present hour of trial under which you are passing. I am sorry for every tempted soul, but Jesus is drawing you to himself, saying, Child, for whom I have suffered and died, cannot you trust in me? Listen to his voice as he says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28-30. Will you carry your heavy burden instead of giving to Jesus to bear? Will you not exchange the yoke you are now wearing and wear instead the yoke of Christ? Will you not put your hand confidingly in the hand of Jesus Christ and say, Lead me, guide me, for I am weak and greatly fear that I shall lose my way. I want thy way. I want thy peace. I will not allow any reviling to come and abide in my heart. I will empty from my soul every unkind and hateful thought and open my heart to Jesus. You are chosen of God to be saved through the work of the Spirit of God, through the exercise of faith in Christ as your personal Savior. For in the exercise of faith and through the work of the Holy Spirit, you will be able to receive the light that comes to those who faithfully continue in well-doing. Jesus appreciates the efforts of every tried and tempted soul. Please take in the precious words of invitation that have been spoken to you by Jesus. Christ alone can place a proper estimate upon the human soul. Those who strive for the crown of immortal life will find that the forces of Satan are arrayed against them. But remember that we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1, verse 5. We are living in the last time, and Satan is now working with masterly power in order that with subtle temptations he may overcome those who believe in Jesus. But we are to be kept by the power of God. Therefore, in temptation, give glory to God who is able and will keep the believing soul so that he shall not be overcome by the wily foe. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season. Ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom not having seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. verses 6 to 9. I am sure that these words will comfort and strengthen you to hope and to have courage in the Lord. I do hope that in your trial you have not lost sight of Jesus, for if you have, there is nothing that I can say to strengthen, settle, and establish you. The crafty deceiver has been found to be an accuser, a liar, a tormentor, and a murderer. But whatever he may have led others to say concerning you, the Lord can say to him, as he said to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Matthew 16, verse 23. He can say to him, "You shall not come in between this soul and me. You shall not interpose yourself between me and the soul for whom I died a ransom." It is for you, my tempted sister, to dismiss Satan with his temptations and to take Jesus. Press close to Jesus and place your hand in his, and he will firmly hold your hand and never let go of the soul who maintains his faith in him. Believe he is able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. Hebrews 7, verse 25. As one who loves your soul, I counsel you to flee to Christ under every circumstance. Cleave close to Jesus. Rejoice in him as your strong tower into which the righteous runneth and is safe. The divine command is, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him that prospereth in the way, because of the man that bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Psalm 37, verse 5-8. Living faith in the power of Jesus Christ, not in your own efficiency and wisdom, will bring you through every difficulty and temptation. Patiently wait, watch, and pray, and hold fast to the promises. However much your enemies have bruised and wounded your soul, forgive them, and by maintaining faith in Christ, you will find him to be to you as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. In quietness and confidence, in him whom you believe, shall be your strength. Isaiah 30, verse 15. Be vigilant to resist everything that would mar the simplicity of your faith. Do not be fretful and sour and full of complaint, for this will only make your case harder by cherishing a repining spirit. Wait thou only upon God, and do not have a distrustful spirit. Jesus has bought you soul, body, and spirit. Ye are not your own, ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are his. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19-20. Attend meeting and bear your testimony as the witness of Christ, and do not adopt unlawful, doubtful measures with a view of disentangling yourself from your present embarrassing situation. Endure the pressure. Submit to wrong, bear the suffering part of religion for Christ's sake, rather than sin against God by seeking to deliver yourself. Transfer not your interests from his hands into your own. Beware of desperate steps, the darkest day. Wait but till morrow, and 'tis passed away. Cannot you be a partaker with Christ in his sufferings? Cannot you endure to have your name cast out as evil and suffer the loss of temporal interests? You may be falsely accused, but bear in mind that Jesus bore all this for you, and faint not at tribulation. Overcome evil with good. Do not become bitter and estranged from Jesus. He loves you. Put your trust in him. My dear sister, you have completely tied my hands in enjoining upon me such profound secrecy. Those who have done you this wrong should have the matter laid before them in order that they may see their sin and not perpetuate their evil doings against others. Every evil work must be revealed and every wrong corrected. If you will make a plain statement of the case to someone in whom you have confidence, and the matter is dealt with in the light of the Word of God, the wrong may be remedied and the evils set in order. But if you insist upon keeping secret these evils and will not trust the matter to those who should know and adjust the case, then how shall these evils be separated from the church? I have written to you early this Sunday morning while others are sleeping. The Lord will be glorified by his people, and he permits sorrows and trials to come upon them in order to prove them and to reveal what manner of spirit they are of, and that they may not be deceived as regards their defects of character. Jesus sees the soul who is tempted, and to the broken and contrite heart, the submissive spirit, He imparts grace and soothing consolation. May the Lord have tender compassion upon you, my sister, and lead you to have not a harsh, condemnatory spirit, even though a great wrong may have been done you. Cherish love in your heart, even for the erring, and let not a harsh, defiant spirit control you, for Jesus dwells not where this spirit abides. Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Psalm 34, verse 13 to 16. God help you to walk humbly and trusting is the prayer of your sister.